Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I suspect the percentages are rather correct. 9 to 1. Most of us are in the 90%, I'm sad to say. That we're ready to take offense. We're easily upset. We don't get our own way. You see, I think the guy who was grateful after he was cured was actually grateful before, too. Either you're grateful in general, or you're really not grateful for anything in particular. One little event isn't going to make you grateful. You'll find something wrong with that. And I think most of us have to admit that we have to fight the inner negativity that's in most human beings. The readiness to be upset, the readiness to judge one another harshly, the readiness to think we didn't get what we deserved, that people aren't noticing us or people aren't showing us the respect we deserve. We're just triggered to take offense, and you know that's true. It makes for a rather unhappy world. After a while, you find yourself sort of walking around on tiptoes. I get letters now and then of people I haven't seen for years, and I find out that they've suddenly become upset with me. And I haven't even known what I did. I bet you've had the same experience. That's why I've said very many times that I take God's judgment almost any day over human judgments. Because brothers and sisters, we're not very kind to one another. But let me let you off the hook just a little bit. I think, first of all, because we're not really very kind to ourselves. In our own mind, we're negative, judgmental, putting ourselves down. Basically, there are two kinds of people. Either the energy is flowing out of you, toward life, toward love, toward others, toward the moment, toward the poor, toward the suffering, toward God, or you're sucking it all in. What I deserve, what I have a right to, what I didn't get. We call it the American sense of entitlement. And of course, we're hearing it at this point from our leaders all the way down. Everyone doesn't think they're getting what they deserve. It's really surprising to me because I've been able to work in so many countries, and there seems to be a correlation. And I don't understand the logic of it, but the richer the country is, the more people have, the more they're upset. Tell me, explain that for me, please. I go to poor, poor countries, and they're grateful for everything. Everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank yous are all over the place. They don't have that sense of entitlement that we have. So this story, which is only found in Luke's gospel, is really, I think, quite telling and prophetic. I think it probably is 9 to 1. I envy that 1 out of 10. And I'm sure some of you in this room are that way. I wish you could rub off on the rest of us that you see the best in people. You don't easily take offense. Even when someone does something wrong, you give it a good interpretation. Don't you like to have friends like that, who don't judge you harshly? Who are willing to consider that, oh, she probably did it for a good reason. They must be the more perfect reflection of God. That must be how God, in God's eternal wonder and grace, is able to look at all of us. Because that's what divine forgiveness means. That God is always, for some reason, willing to let us off the hook. Every time God forgives, and that seems to be God's very job description, every time God forgives, He is saying, I'd sooner have a relationship with you than be right. Every time you're kind to another person, that's what you're saying. I'd sooner have a relationship with you than be right. But most of us have to fight for that, because most of us would rather be right than have a relationship with anybody. So God has come into the world through this 1%, maybe, through those who teach us a natural mercy, a natural grace. And you know the great stunning line in this gospel that's supposed to upset the Jewish readers? Maybe you noticed it. I hope you did. It says, and the one who returned was a Samaritan. He wasn't even a Jew. In other words, it's not always the in-group. It's not always the Christians and the Catholics and the white people or the brown people or the nice people that we like who do the right thing. We've got to be honest and admit that sometimes, in fact, very often, it's the outsider who does it better than we do. And so that's why we got to be ready to learn from everybody and anybody and hope that their graciousness rubs off on us. So that in the end, we will be like the one and not like the nine.